Dino Serge, an Italian writer who made his living as a journalist and novelist. He was, in fact, very popular and very rich. One of his best-selling books, titled Cocaine, was placed on the church's index of forbidden books due to its explicit content and immoral themes. Dino never published under his real name. Instead, he used the alias Pitigrilli. So publicly, he kept a low profile. But Padre Pio saw right through him. Listen to this. Dino had reached a point in his life where he began to think more and more about the deeper meaning of life. His interest in spirituality gradually began to grow, so one day he decided to visit San Giovanni Rotondo to see the friar everyone was talking about. When he arrived, he slipped quietly into the back of the church to attend Padre Pio's Mass, blending in with the crowd. He watched in silence, not drawing any attention to himself. But Padre Pio, without naming anyone, suddenly addressed the congregation with a striking request. "Pray, brethren, pray with your whole hearts for someone who is here with us today, someone who is in great need of our prayers. One day he will receive Holy Communion at the Lord's table. He will be instrumental in bringing others with him back to the church, others who have lived without God, just like he has." As you can imagine, Dino was stunned. He was certain Padre Pio was speaking about him. There was no doubt in his mind. Overcome with emotion, he began to cry, and no matter how hard he tried, the tears just wouldn't stop. At that moment, he understood. A man without God is a broken man. After Mass, Dino went to confession. Padre Pio asked him, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?" Dino understood exactly what that meant. He knew it was a reference to the fame, wealth, and worldly pleasures he had chased. This encounter marked a turning point in Dino's life. After he left San Giovanni Rotondo, he went to his publisher and insisted that certain books he had written be permanently taken off the market. He was a